No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer,
take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me. Captain Ed and Captain Keith are not here yet. They're running late. They set a flight time and they didn't make it. So I don't know if they forgot to contact the tower or whatever, but we'll find out here hopefully soon on the big show today. However, I've brought in some recruits, some big guns to help us kick off today's Radio Spectacular. I have Teresa Demers from Lightspeed Aviation on Just Plane Radio right now. Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, you know, you guys have had a lot of stuff going on here lately. With the launch of the Lightspeed PFX headsets, my buddy Captain Clay and I, we flew down through the Caribbean. He picked up a pair of Zulu 2s, and he just loved those. And he wanted to get his hands on some PFXs, but they weren't quite ready to ship at the time when we were heading down there. So he's kind of has his eyes on a new set of these things, and I know they've been in very high demand, but they're now out to the market and everybody can get their hands on them now, right?
Yes, they're available now. We've been shipping since earlier in the summer, and they're widely available at any of the pilot shops. You can also get them at lightspeedaviation.com, and we're real excited about the results so far. The headset is everything that we hoped it would be, that we promised it would be, and the pilots that have started flying with it are really enjoying it.
Yes, well, Captain Ed belongs to that exclusive group right now, and he's been rubbing it into me because I'm still flying with my Zulu 2s. But, you know, I love my Zulu 2s. I mean, I think I may want to upgrade here eventually, but there's nothing wrong with the Zulu 2s. It's just this PFX technology just kind of takes it to a whole another level, right?
Well, it sure does. And Zulu 2, as you know, has been the flagship product for us for 3 or 4 years now, and it will continue to be part of our line. There are a lot of people who are going to find that the Zulu 2 is the perfect headset for them. The Zulu PFX, you know, the changes with it and some of the differences are that it's really built on a whole new platform and as such has created what we call the next generation of headsets. It's the first and only headset now that can actually be firmware upgraded via the internet. So it comes with a patch cable, and as we evolve technology, add features, add functionality to it, we'll send out downloads and people will be able to update their headset and kind of let the headset evolve as technology evolves.
That is so cool. Yeah. And it's all because it's digital. So just like your iPhone can be upgraded, your Lightspeed PFX headset could be upgraded as well when new software developments and different sound algorithms and noise cancellation algorithms that you guys create come out. Right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's very exciting that way, and just again a whole new generation.
Very good. Now, what about the technology itself? I mean, this is kind of crazy. I mean, Ed was showing me his pair of PFX headsets, and I got to say, you know, the way he described it, I was like, wow, this is like Terminator technology. I mean, it's mapping your ear. There's lasers or some kind of crazy thing going on. How can you describe how this technology actually works, or can you?
I can sure try. Yes,
okay.
Thank you. We've got what we call acoustic response mapping, and that's really the first step in terms of how it gets its superior level of quietness. And what it does is it plays a tone. You push a button and it plays a tone, and that really acts kind of like sonar and maps the auditory landscape of your ear inside the ear cup there. And then from that point on, everything that the headset delivers is tailored specifically for you and for that day, because if you're wearing sunglasses, that will change it a little bit, or if you're wearing a hat. So you just map it each time you put it on or when you make a change, and then it's the intercoms, the music, everything that the ANR is all then tailored specifically to you. And because of that, we can get a better performance out of all of the systems.
Yeah, so because it's mapped so specifically to your head shape, like you said, the glasses, your ears, whatever, the digital noise cancellation can really be locked in very specifically and cancel out all that unnecessary noise and just make it whisper quiet almost, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. It's the quietest. And then we have something else that we call streaming quiet, which is another piece of the technology that's part of what works together with it. And that are ambient microphones that are actually on the outsides of the ear cups. When you see a picture of it, you'll see the little square there, and the microphones are behind that. And they're listening continuously and making judgments and monitoring continuously to the environment, to the outside environment. So as you're in different phases of flight and the noise profile is changing, the headset will be listening and adapting and learning and changing along with that. So it keeps it at a very quiet level all the time, no matter what part of flight you're in.
That is so cool. And then, of course, you can patch in music, you know, satellite phones, all kinds of whatever kind of electronic device that you want to do, and it'll just make the music sound that much better, because it will create just a quiet, nice, almost studio-like environment. I just love these things. I gotta get my Zulu 2s upgraded. You hear what I'm saying? You've sold me too much here, Teresa.
Well, thank you. You have a very, very good headset there, too, and you are right. We have the ability for auxiliary devices, both wired or Bluetooth, and both of the Zulus will allow you to Bluetooth music. That's called the A2DP protocol. Not all of the high-end headsets on the market have that ability to Bluetooth music, and while not every pilot necessarily listens to music, although music does sound fantastic on our headsets, mm-hmm. That's the same protocol that the navigation apps use for their audio alerts. So if someone's flying with ForeFlight or something like that and they want to hear those runway proximity advisors, that's going to come through on that A2DB protocol as well. And both the Zulus have that.
Excellent. Now, as far as the upgrade, you guys just announced an upgrade program for the PFX. I don't know. That's only been out like a couple weeks, I believe. I just got an announcement via email. Am I right about that or what?
You are right. Yes, Lightspeed has had a trade-up program for many, many years. It's one of the ways that we honor the investment that our customers make in our products. And so Lightspeed headsets, as well as non-Lightspeed headsets, are eligible for trade to to all of our products. And we just recently added the Zulu PFX headset to that mix. So anybody who has an older Lightspeed headset can trade those in. They're worth up to $400, and there's a schedule of those on our website. But non-Lightspeed headsets are worth something as well, and those can be traded toward all three of our products also.
How about that? So, you know, they make it very easy. And I don't know, I started to wonder if you guys are going to put yourself out of business. You got firmware upgrades, but this could be like the last headset you ever need, Teresa. Did you really think this thing through well or what?
Hopefully there'll be more. We're always working on the next thing, and I think you'll continue to see new products from Lightspeed as well. But certainly, you know, for a customer that makes the investment in Zulu PFX today, they're buying into a long-term proposition because of the upgradability.
Absolutely. Now, you guys are about to hit the road. I mean, you've been on the road in the past. I saw you at the AOPA summit, and you've been doing this A-B comparison type thing, especially when the PFX, before they were shipping, you had some A-B comparisons with other brands and that kind of thing, where people could go out there and see for themselves or hear for themselves, hear the difference between your brand and others. But you guys got a new program where you're taking the products out on the road and really, you know, doing a Q&A type of thing, or what's going on? I know there's one coming up in Orlando.
Yes, we're going to be in Orlando for the NBAA show at the end of October, and we're also going to be doing an event there that we call Lightspeed Live on October 20th, and that's a presentation that we do that's very fun and interactive. It's something we really enjoy. We often get invited to speak for different EAA chapters or different pilot associations and clubs, and we do this. And so we're going to do one in Orlando at the Mela Room on October 20th, starting at 5:30, and anyone's invited. We do have a lot of fun. There's prizes. There'll be light refreshments. It's an opportunity for pilots to learn a little bit more about the heart and culture of Lightspeed, as well as our products. We'll have everything there available for demo, and plenty of Q&A time too. It turns into a great interactive session. Again, the Mela Room, 5:30 to 7:30 on October 20th, and information about that's available on our website, lightspeedaviation.com /Orlando.
Go there, get more information, and sign up and come out to that, or go to the NBAA show. And I would imagine this program, this Lightspeed Live program you're doing in October, is going to be mirrored throughout the year in other locations, maybe other air shows. Is that the plan eventually?
Sure. We do it, sort of on request. Again, as we have clubs that invite us to come out and do it, if we can fit that in, we try to do that. And then we do them when we're traveling as well. Just if we're going to be in a city, we try to create an event and have a chance to get to meet our pilot customers face-to-face.
Excellent. Well, Teresa, thank you for being on Just Plane Radio. PFX, the new headsets are a huge hit, in demand and out there now. So go pick up a pair. Go to lightspeedaviation.com, get more information. Come out to those events. Say hi to Teresa, and who knows, you might run into our crew as well.
Greg, thanks a lot, and hopefully we'll see you there soon.
Absolutely. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive.
Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations.
Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night.
Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deep Water Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deep Water Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deep Water Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwaterkay.com. That's deepwaterkay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on a square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me. And now I am joined by Captain Keith. Now, Ed is still off track. He went off course. And God only knows if he's ever going to get back here to our broadcast headquarters. But time will tell. We'll see. But I do have Keith with me. So at least we have half a crew. Or does that count as a full crew? I don't know, Keith. What do you think?
Well, you know, maybe three quarters of a crew.
Okay, we'll go with that. That's better than, well, just me, which, I was flying solo earlier with Teresa from Lightspeed. But, she picked up the slack and did quite well. But anyway, a lot of stuff going on in the aviation world. And, this is going to be one of those rare opportunities where we're going to cruise into an area that's a little bit behind the scenes for Just Plane Radio. It's like the reality show version of Just Plane Radio that you're about to experience. And I'll get into that in just a bit. But it's kind of things that, well, it makes
Greg really loves.
Yeah, well, it's like the Kardashians meet Just Plain. I don't know. You're going to have to stick around for that. We'll get into that in just a bit. But first up, you know, we've had her on the show at least once, if not twice, before. And I'm talking about Juice, who was the flight instructor for Ariel from that TV show on Discovery Channel called Flying Alaska. And I really love that show. When I was, you know, really into my flight training and going through the initial phase of ground school and all that kind of stuff, I was watching this Flying Alaska show quite religiously because Ariel, one of the stars of that show, was going through her flight training as well. And I, you know, I felt kind of like connected to her story that they were covering there on Discovery. And I thought, okay, this is kind of cool. Maybe I'll pick up a few tips. It ended up, it didn't do a whole lot of nothing for me. But I still enjoyed the show. And I ran into her flight instructor at Sun and Fun a couple years ago. Real nice lady. She goes by the nickname Juice. Now, she runs this watch company, this aviation watch company called the Abington Company. It's I think her name's Chelsea Abington, or I might have that right or wrong. I mean, Abington I know is right, but Chelsea, I don't know if she goes by Chelsea because I know her as Juice. You know what I'm saying? So anyway,
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
you get that nickname in your head, and you just can't. That's what you go with.
Yeah, it's like Goose, Juice, whatever. You know, she has her own little aviation nickname. It's pretty cool. And this girl, like, she flies all around the world delivering real expensive planes and exotic planes. I mean, she has it going on when it comes to aviation for sure. And a very impressive lady. And anyway, she has this watch company that she's developed or made for, you know, watches designed for women by women, you know, and she's a pilot and adventure sport type person. And that's the little niche with the watch company. Well, lo and behold, I'm watching one of my favorite reality TV shows on Friday night. It was the debut of Shark Tank. And sure enough, on the teaser at the beginning of the show, Keith, they run through some of the, you know, some of the pitches that they're going to get on the show, and ends up, it must have been for the entire season, because lo and behold, after about five or six of these things, I see a small clip and I'm like, oh my God, that's Juice. That's Juice from Flying Alaska. Yeah, I know that girl. And sure enough, I, you know, rewound the DVR and I'm like, yeah, that is her. That's cool. And I'm thinking I'm going to see her on this show Friday night and watch the whole damn thing. And she never showed up. So obviously it was a teaser for a segment for her watch company that's coming up in the season, the new season of Shark Tank. So we have reached out to Juice once again, and we'll see if we can get her on the big show, find out how her little pitch to Shark Tank went. My feeling is, because it's already been a few days since I've emailed her, normally I just write it off and it's like, well, that's typical. Most people, when I email them, they file it accordingly and I never hear from them again. And, you know, so I'm kind of used to that kind of reaction. However, in this case, she might have a pretty valid excuse because I know they have a pretty, I don't know, tight-lipped type of approach to these TV shows as far as them allowed to, you know, go on media and talk about what happened on this TV show, especially before it airs. So she may not be able to talk to us until this thing, until her segment airs on Shark Tank. But evidently, she is on Shark Tank, or she has been on Shark Tank pitching, you know, her aviation watches and looking for a shark to invest in her business. That does that interest you at all, Keith? What do you think?
The watches are being on Shark Tank.
Investing in her company. You could be your own shark.
You know, when you meet Juice and you see what she has done, and, you know, we've seen what she's done over the last, you know, couple of years.
Right.
You know, she's really the kind of girl that you really want to get involved with because she is a very aggressive and go-getter, and and she's not going to take no for an answer, so she's going to go far.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. I did try to do a little Google search to see if I could find out any, you know, word whether or not it went well or not. I actually saw the, I don't know, the demo video that she had to present to the people at Shark Tank to get on the air, and it was impressive. It's exactly what you expect from Juice. Like you said, she's a go-getter, and whether she got her investment or not, I have no doubt that she'll be very successful in her endeavor to continue to, you know, work this watch company, the Abington Company of these adventure watches, these aviation watches designed by women for women. adventure sports enthusiasts. So it'd be good for you and me too, Keith.
Yeah, it's not your everyday dress up watch. So you could wear it along with your bright orange shorts.
Exactly. And a pink tutu, the whole thing. Yes. Anyway, that's our story on juice. All right. So now to this little behind the scenes reality thing for us. A couple years ago, it ends up being at Sun and Fun. It might have been the same year we ran into Juice.
It was.
We were doing our show from the Sunset Grill. And as we were getting prepared to do our broadcast from the event, one of the first shows or so, we're in the media area. And I see this girl with a T-shirt on. It said jethiking.com. Now, I was like, what is that? Jet hiking? What could that possibly be? But it definitely caught my eye. And so I went over and started talking to this lady there in the media center. Ended up, it was Amber Nolan. And she tells me her story, which was basically she was on a quest to travel to all 50 states in a general aviation plane, in a private plane, but hitchhike or jet hike jets or single engine planes or whatever kind of plane she could find at a general aviation airport. Across the country free, you know, just go up and start talking to pilots and say, hey, you're flying to Iowa. Can I hop a ride? Sure. Come on, let's go. And I thought, wow, that's intriguing. Would you come, you know, be on our show? That's a pretty interesting little project you got underway. And so she said, sure. And she meets us at the Sunset Grill. We were doing our show halfway through and we have her on and start talking to her about this quest and sharing this story of jet hiking. Now, that's the first part of the story, which you think, oh, that would be great. That sounds like an interesting idea. Great little segment for Just Plain Radio. Well, of course, that's when things go seriously off course, and we'll explain next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
All right, so we bring Amber up on stage at the Sunset Grill at Sun and Fun a couple of years ago. And she's about to take part or just started this jet hiking quest to travel all 50 states. In a plane by literally jet hiking across the country. Just going up to a pilot at, an FBO at a local airport, say, hey, you want to go someplace or I want to go to this state. Are you going here? Can I hop a ride? Sure, come on. Basically hitchhiking across the country on planes. Cool idea. And I thought it would be a great segment for the show. So we had her on the show. I thought it went pretty well, didn't you, Keith?
I thought it did. At least initially, it went very well.
Initially, it went fine. I was, I was very interested in the whole story. I think it's a cool idea. I wasn't quite sure how she was going to pull it off or what it entailed. Me being me, I made my typical comments or questions from the standpoint of, how do you vet these pilots that you're going to go take a free flight with hitchhiking across the country or jet hiking across the country? You know, what if the pilot is like a Jeffrey Dahmer type, you know, or something like that? Could you get yourself into trouble? Are they expecting any kind of payment in return for these flights? And, you know, we're making the typical jokes, but actually kind of trying to make a point, too, or try to find out, well, how are you doing this? And, you know, we joked around. We were having fun. We're in front of a live audience. We're having fun. And I don't know. I made some comment about payment or something one way. Well, yeah, maybe you're not giving them money, but they're going to get their money somehow, or they could or want it, or I don't know. I don't even remember what I said. But obviously, I said something that she didn't really appreciate, because halfway through the segment, she made a comment to you and said what exactly, Keith?
Well, she said to me that that was extremely inappropriate.
Well, she obviously had not listened to our show before that time, because it would have fit right in with every other comment we've ever made on this show, I'm guessing. Would you
right.
agree with that? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So she didn't really know what she was getting herself into, and evidently it was she didn't really see eye to eye when it came to the comedic content. You know, comedy is subjective. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. Most time on this show, it's not. But hey, you deal with it anyway, right? And that's where it really started going south. We'll explain next. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up. You want to hit back? We're going to have to wingsuit in. It's the only way to get close. I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
And I can fly. And I can fly.
This is the reality show version of Just Plane Radio today. We've taken a weird turn. You know, that's what happens when Ed's not here. Yeah, so I'm going to blame you, Keith. Fair?
If Ed's not here, you're going to blame me?
Yeah, absolutely. You're the pilot in command.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll have to take it then.
All right, well, we're talking about...
I think it's just going weird just because you're involved in the show.
Well, true.
That's another point.
Good point, yeah. I mean, you know, it's... Yeah, things happen sometimes, right? And we're telling you a story that kind of happened behind the scenes. You may not care, but you may care. You might find it slightly amusing or annoying. You know what? Just go with me. We'll have a point to this eventually. But basically, Amber, who was doing this jet hiking thing, came up on the stage with us, and we did a segment with her, promoted her website, or she's doing a whole blog at jethiking.com, and you ought to go check it out. And she's documented her travels across the country with an attempt to fly to every state in the country by literally hitchhiking or jet hiking with pilots across the country. So I made a comment about, you know, how she's paying these pilots back. And obviously I was joking, and we were totally laughing. Nobody was taking any of this serious. I thought I was actually quite interested in the whole concept. I thought it was quite fascinating, as I think most of the media that have talked to her for the same reason. It's an interesting idea. Now, I had some questions in the back of my mind about how she was going to pull that off and really what kind of example this was setting. And we'll get into that in just a bit. But let's go back to what happened on the air, because I made some comment, or maybe it was just the whole kind of attitude. She just didn't, you know, she just wasn't feeling it, obviously. I had no idea anything was wrong during the broadcast, but after we got back from Lakeland, in Sun and Fun, I'd say probably about, I don't know, 3 or 4 days later, I got an email through our website at Just Plane Radio from Amber, and she was pissed. She was not happy. She wrote this, I don't know, three-paragraph email just saying, like, hey, this was unprofessional. I was ambushed and blah, 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 made to look like a fool. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God, have you not listened to our show? We are three fools, literally, that do this show. How could we make you look like a fool? Come on. So anyway, you know, I replied back to her. I said, look, that wasn't my intention to offend you in any way, shape, or form. And I don't think that's really how it came off, especially the people that listen to the show. We had not received any other emails from anybody, you know, saying that we had made her look bad or anything like that. So usually when you've stepped over the line, we'll hear from you. You guys are pretty vocal when it comes to things we do wrong, especially when it comes to me. Like, Greg, you suck as far as, you know, a student and that kind of thing. I get it all the time, and I got a pretty thick skin. But, you know, whatever. I get it. But we hadn't heard anything about this, but she felt she had been attacked in some way, and I apologized. I told her, look, that wasn't my intention. We didn't do that. I don't know if that's really how it came across, but I appreciate your, you know, sharing this with me, and I wish you success. But, you know, if you go back and listen to it, you might want to, you know, take it with a grain of salt. We always have a bit of an irreverent attitude with this show anyway. It's all about having fun and sharing our love of flying, which I thought was kind of cool what you did. So, you know, sent her back that email and didn't really hear from her again. and just left it, you know, as it is and didn't think much about it. Well, you know, she's towards the end of her quest, and I guess she has like, two or three states left.
She's got four to go.
Four to go, okay. And she was stranded in Alaska looking for a ride or trying to hitch a ride. And, I don't know, CNN picked up on the story, and it went out, and I saw that. And, I wish her the best. I think that's great. But I started looking at it, and obviously it brought back all this garbage about that, you know, incident that happened behind the scenes on the show, because, you know, I don't like to offend anybody, and it did bug me that she felt, you know, that she had been, railroaded or ambushed or however she said it at the time, and it did make me feel bad. I'm a sensitive guy. Come on. And, but I look at what she's doing, and they're talking about, you know, she's hitchhiked across the country, and she's a single white female. I'm seeing that. I'm like, you know, I respect what she has done and accomplished. I do. But is that, you know, there's a part of me that kind of wonders if that's really the right message we want to throw out there as far as people doing this kind of thing. Because God knows there's a lot of crazy people out there. I don't want my daughter going out and hitchhiking across the country in an airplane, let alone a car or anything else for that matter. Not that I would think anything would happen, really, because the odds are really low, but I don't know. I mean, this day and time when we got all this crap happening in the news, and every other day there's a story about some person being abducted here and there. Oh, my God. I just don't know. I mean, am I overreacting, Keith? Is my opinion being colored because of that incident we had a couple years ago with her, or what? What do you think?
Well, I think there's multifaceted, you know, response to this. Number one, you're a dad.
Yeah.
So you're looking at that aspect like you just said. You know, you wouldn't want your daughter doing it. The other aspect, though, is, you know, I think the aviation community is a little bit different than putting your thumb out on alongside the highway someplace and you know, catching a ride from somebody, because anybody can drive a car.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little bit more schmaltz, as my grandfather used to say, to fly an airplane. And so, you know, you got to have a little bit more together. And I think, you know, the aviation community is a little bit more together in general, especially the general aviation community, not only just small single engine airplanes, but also, you know, light twins and even up to jets. And it, you know, yeah, is it really the way to go? No, but I don't think this is really going to catch on either, as to be a mass form of transportation. So
yeah, you know. In turned events, I don't think that's obviously her purpose to encourage other people to do this. I think she was doing it to document her travels and then write a book eventually, and you know, and just show that the community is a close-knit community, maybe, but. On the other side of the coin, I don't know. It does kind of creep me out a little bit, too.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
So I don't know. But I do wish her the best. And Amber, God bless you. You're welcome on this show anytime, okay? And I hope you accomplish your 50-state run. You have my full support, despite the fact that you think I was out to get you for some reason a couple years ago. But that wasn't the case. I can promise you that. Amber.
Well, and just so everybody knows, she's currently in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking for a ride either to the lower 48 or to Hawaii. Hawaii is one of the states that she needs to get to yet.
Now, it's interesting. She would wait on Hawaii till like the last one, because I'm guessing maybe that is the hardest one to get a free ride to.
Well, you know, it probably is. But, you know, Alaska's got to be pretty difficult as well, because it's a long ways from the lower 48.
Well, true. Yeah.
But Utah, Oklahoma, and Kansas are the other three that she needs to hit. So anybody who's in Alaska who can help her out, look for Amber Nolan and give her a ride.
Yeah.
Help her finish up her dream.
Yeah, but God help you if you mention Just Plain Radio, because she'll turn around and run the other way.
Either that, or you'll just have some humor as she slams Greg. One of the two.
Oh my God! Yeah. I don't want to. I can't even go there anymore. But I did feel bad about that whole thing. And you know I did, didn't you? Because I was talking to you and Ed about that. And says, "Oh my God, she's all upset about this," and I can't believe it. I was a huge supporter. I was the one who searched her out. I thought it was one of the coolest things I'd ever heard, except, you know, like I said, from the standpoint of like, hey, how are you going to protect yourself? You're putting yourself in a precarious situation there potentially, aren't you? You know,
well,
but
yeah, because I mean, you're in this small tube, you know, up at altitude, you know, unless you're a pilot, you got no way to get yourself down, you know?
Yeah. So, well, that's true. And you mentioned that the general aviation community is a close-knit, family, you know, based type of community. And I agree. But, you know, all the people that we've met associated with Just Plane Radio or through this show, there's some nut jobs out there, too. You hear what I'm saying? And I mean that.
Only you.
Well, no. I mean that in an affectionate way. They're a little kooky. There's some of them, and I like that. That's what makes good radio. It makes just a good, you know, way to connect with folks. Is they're a little, they're slightly twisted, some of them. But then I mean that in a positive and a complimentary way.
Absolutely. I mean, you go to any small airport on a Saturday morning, you just hang out for a little while,
yeah,
and talk to people there, and you'll get to know real quick exactly what Greg is talking about.
Yeah. You know, hey, crazy is compelling and entertaining. And once again, that is a compliment, whether you like it or not. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Never feel sorry for a man who owns a plane.
So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
Hey,
I can really use a wish right now.
Wish right now. Wish right now.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. All right, so after the show last week, Keith, I don't know if you got this email from Ed, but he got this story. I guess this company called, let's see, Technicon Design has presented a concept airliner with no windows. Okay, so it's a plane with no windows. Do you think that would fly, first off?
You know, I personally wouldn't like it.
You don't like that idea, huh?
No. you know, just to the simple fact that, you know, all my training, you always have the window shades open for takeoff and landing.
Right.
Because if you ever do have, you know, either a fire or, you know, a crash of some sort, mishap, you want to be able to see outside before you jump outside.
Right. Well, true.
How
I can understand
that. Windowless airplane.
Well, you do it with video cameras and video screens because that's what they're doing. They're replacing windows with cameras on the outside of the plane that will project the exterior of the plane on the ceiling and the walls of the airplane. So not only in the cockpit, they have a concept airplane here, and I got a picture here where literally in the cabin area of the airplane will be all video screens on the ceiling and the side that makes it look like there is no ceiling or wall on the plane, like it's an open-air cockpit. What do you think of that? That is kind of a cool idea, actually.
Well, that is kind of cool, and that might actually freak some people out.
I have no doubt. You know, if you're going to do the entire ceiling and the side of the plane as video screens and make it like it's an open-air type of thing, you know, why do you even have floors? You know, you might as well go all the way around so you're just flying in space. I figure, you know, I mean, if they can do it for the walls and the ceiling, they can do it where you're, on the rest of the airplane, too, where it literally looks like you're flying through space like Superman. Now, that would be friggin' cool, man. I like it.
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, people, you know, it's hard to think about having no pilots up in an airplane or things like that. You know, when are people going to accept the fact that somebody, some high school kid on the ground is actually flying the airplane? But those days are coming. And, you know, for us and for, you know, certainly me as a commercial pilot, it's difficult to say, you know, hey, yeah, that's going to happen someday. But, you know, the drones are getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time,
mm-hmm.
which I know you like to hear.
Yeah, well, I do, with the exception of when you make those comments about some kid, you know, playing Xbox who's going to be the captain of a, 300-person passenger liner. That is a little creepy and annoying at the same time.
Well, yeah, but, you know, as computers get better and better and better all the time, you know, it's not going to take much to fly an airplane.
Yeah, well, true.
Because the computers are going to do everything.
Well, that's true. But, you know, with this particular airplane, they're not necessarily saying that it's going to fly itself.
No, I'm just still saying, but, you know, the no windows, you know, it's just, it kind of gives the reality that, you know, something else is going on.
Well, this is just a different spin on virtual reality. Instead of having it computer simulated, controls, which, you know, that's where a lot of the avionics are going these days, this literally would be, you know, just taking it to a different level by having video screens and just having you have a clear picture of the exterior of the airplane. That is, I do love this idea, actually. I think that would actually be very conducive to flying an airplane, make it even easier to learn to fly. You think, if that was the case?
Well, I think it's easier to fly if the computers are doing all the work and you just have to have a very, very, very basic knowledge of the actual operation of an airplane, because the computer's actually going to do everything else.
Yeah. Well,
take care of all the controls.
That's true. But, you know, you're flying in this windowless jet and all the passengers can see the exact same, you know, exterior as the pilots. I don't know. That might scare the bejesus out of most of the passengers, though, too.
Well, it could. But, you know, most people that have problems flying is because they have issues with control.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give control to somebody else, especially when you're sitting in the back. You've got a closed door. You can't see what's coming up. You know, like you would in a car, you can see what's coming even if you're sitting in the back seat. And you get a sideways view, which is unnatural. And so this may open things up for people who are control freaks
mm-hmm.
to be able to enjoy flying a little bit.
Yeah.
As long as they don't have a fear of heights, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe that explains why there's no screens on the floor of this thing. That's a good point. But, you know, it is impressive from the video and the pictures that they have presented as part of this presentation, the windowless jet, you know, and like I said, they made a presentation at the MBAA show Where was it? It was, I don't know if it was one in the States. Is there, are those international shows too? I guess they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to, we have one happening here in Orlando in October. So maybe they'll, this will be on display here, I hope. And, you know, they said all the technology that they incorporated for this particular concept plane is existing or very near future technology. Could actually happen a lot sooner than you might expect. This isn't like a flying car idea. This is something that they've actually thought through. They got the technology to do it. It's just a matter of maybe putting one into production or creating the prototype or something like that.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it. It really is pretty amazing.
Yeah. All I got to do is wait for the windowless jet to come, and then I'll get my flight training done, because that'll make my training much easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can agree that you'll probably wait until that comes.
Oh, okay.
But
one of my flight instructors isn't buying this idea or this concept, evidently.
No. I can believe you might get it done when it gets here, but, you know, by that time, yeah.
Okay. Well, on that encouraging note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.